Well, hello there, Stantonio Banderases. This is Tom Dekar, your beloved host of Stand By Your Band. I just wanted to give you a heads up. Me and Tommy's live show at Caroline's is tomorrow night. That's Thursday, February 8th at 9:30 p.m. We've got David Feldman, Emmy Blotnick, Monroe Martin, and introducing Tim McLaughlin. So come by that. It's going to be a good time. Promo code Tom if you want a discount online. That's carolines.com. And as always, check out our Patreon. That's patreon.com/standbyyourband for bonus content and more. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. Stand by your band. Pissheads, welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band, the podcast where comedians come on to talk about music that they enjoy, that society frowns upon. I am Tom Dekar, and I am joined by the Prince of Snarkness, Tommy McNamara.
What an honor!
How you, doing,
you seem rejuvenated.
I feel better. Yeah. We got some nice reviews. People came out after I bitched so much last week. It turns out all you have to do is almost cry on microphone for people to write a fucking good review.
It's always good for people to feel like if they don't leave a good review, you're going to hurt yourself.
I wasn't going to hurt myself. I was just going to quit the podcast. I was going to make you do it all on your own.
No, that would be sick.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Oh, I'd love to hear that, you son of a bitch.
All right.
Oh, shit. All right, go.
Welcome back. How'd I do?
That was pretty good, actually. How you doing, buddy? You just got back from a big bachelor party?
I was at a bachelor party in Phoenix, Arizona.
Damn.
Which is a hell.
Is that right?
No, it was great. It was a good time.
I saw that you posted a video where you caught a football jumping into the pool.
I spent maybe 90% of my trip catching various balls being thrown into the pool. It's the only thing I like to do.
Nice.
Everyone's like, we're going to the club. I'm like, nah, I'm staying here.
I'm going to be practicing catching a ball in a pool.
Yeah, that's all I want.
That's a good time.
I did have a Creed moment on this bachelor party.
Ooh, oh, speaking of Creed.
Let's get to our guest who's defending Creed today,
Nicole Boyce.
Yo.
What's up?
This is a terrible way to begin.
No, we do that most of the time, I feel like.
Yeah.
How you doing? Thanks for coming on.
I'm feeling good. I'm excited.
We're excited.
I'm so happy to be here.
This is the first time that's ever happened where you tweeted at me that you want to do Creed, and I was like, we have to do that immediately.
Yeah, I tried to play it cool.
And then I ran into you that day. I saw you like an hour later.
You know, some may call it a fate of God.
I think
we'll obviously get into religion eventually.
God definitely has a will that he wanted us to live out.
And he also has a Scott.
That's
what they say.
That is
God,
what that
Jesus
is true.
And Scott.
Yeah, the big three.
Before we get into Creed, what do I want to talk about? There's so much to cover here. Again, thanks for all the positive reviews that we begged for, practically.
That's funny you say that, because I saw you guys had a lot of reviews today. I was looking up and I was like, oh shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, there's we had a lot of reviews. It's really like four new reviews that were nice, and they cover up the one that I didn't want to see anymore that was pissing me off. But then I made the mistake of looking at our Reddit comments, and it made me even angrier. So
oh, good. Yeah, well, Reddit's always nice. That's one thing I thought about.
A real feel-good stroll.
Oh boy, I'm popping open a beer. I'm doing it. I've got this beer at a dog show I did last week. I did a show where there were 50 dogs in the crowd, and I'm not exaggerating. They were barking throughout all of our sets.
It's like a DMX
and,
show.
On my way out, I got dog. I took dog treats and this beer because I was like,
why'd you take dog treats?
Because I said I'm getting everything out of this show that I can get.
So what'd you do with them?
You got a new dog fan base.
I hate them.
I have to say, we don't have a dog, so that's why I'm concerned.
Look,
they taste good.
Yeah, my stepdad used to eat dog food in front of us.
Yeah, he told me that.
This is not, like, he would do it to impress us and stuff. You know how your stepdad has to do circus tricks to impress
to win
you?
Your affection.
He'd shove a knife down his throat. Wish he cut himself with it, but anyway, let's move on from my stepdad, Tommy Dan.
I was thinking that on a flight. You know, you get the Biscoff biscuits? Like, it does make me feel like a dog. Where they're just like, oh, yeah. You want your little biscuit? You're going to be okay on the flight?
And you always do set like it on this? Your nose first and flip it up into the air. Like a good boy.
Maybe that's why.
You are a good boy, Tommy.
Thank you.
We don't call Tommy a good boy enough on the show. Let's talk about Creed, because we have a lot to cover today.
Yeah, we do.
This is big. Before we offer our commentary on Creed, we have a dear friend, the owner of the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana. Friend and foe, I should say. Ooh. I almost forgot. That was close. He almost thought he was just our friend.
As Marquis once said.
This is Geraldo Tompler, Jared Thompson himself, with his thoughts on the band Creed.
What's up, y'all? This week they went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending Creed. This is tough because I know that, you know, it's not Nickelback, but this is close to, like, the white whale of, like, how do you find someone who, like, seriously likes Creed. I know that they did sell albums, so, like, they have fans somewhere, but you really never meet any of them because they're certainly a punchline. I will say, though, that, yes, I mean, they're terrible, and either the person is joking and they don't really like them, or like they were Christian or whatever at some point, or maybe still. There's a story there, more than likely. Like, they're not, you know, listening to nothing but great artists, and then all of a sudden they pull out a first press of the Creed album on vinyl or whatever. But I will say that it's surprises me, even though, again, they're terrible. Definitely no doubt about it. It's really not really up for debate. They suck. There's no doubt. But I don't think that they're as bad as sort of history has made them. Like, it's weird. Like, I find them to be certainly in the same sort of grouping as Nickelback, but they are much more enjoyable to listen to, in my opinion. I mean, much more might be a little heavy, but it's, to me, it's closer to something that's debatably bad, like the Counting Crows, or, you know, something that is not necessarily considered, like, historically terrible. I feel like that they should be considered more just ignorable than they are terrible. But again, that's about the best thing I can say, because this person, whoever they are, they're either kidding, it's not real, or they just have terrible taste in music, or did. Hopefully they've sort of wiped this off with, you know, some wings, or that's the band, not the food. Never mind. Fuck.
That was that was Jared Thompson with a lot of thoughts, a lot of insults, but somewhat reasonable in that at least he was saying that they're like, they're more like counting, that they get unfairly shit on a little bit, like that it's blown out of proportion.
Yeah, dare I say I heard some positive remarks.
I think that the takeaway from this is Jared loves Creed.
Yeah, I would say a rave review.
No, Jared brought up some good points there. One, he said that either you are kidding or Christian, or you have terrible taste. What say you?
So I would say not Christian. Great. I think, well, here's the thing. Okay. I think I have, like, really bad taste in a lot of things. I really enjoy, like, bad things. And I will also say that I probably got into Creed, like, recently. Like,
whoa,
that is
so
a shocker.
This
that
is not
crazy.
So this is
what?
Not like a nostalgia baked thing for me. So it's a real curveball. Yeah,
this is truly shocking. Like, I did not expect this to happen.
So how did that happen? Did they come on your Discover Weekly? I'll check these guys out.
I was like, oh, what's this new band? Yeah. A real up and comer? No, I don't know. I think I started seeking out, like, really bad stuff a few years ago.
Yeah.
Because I was tired of, like, in high school being, like, or in college being, like, I'm going to listen to FKA Twigs.
It's like trying to keep up with.
Yeah. Nothing against FKA Twigs.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay. And then also just everything is terrible sometimes. So you got to listen to bad stuff and then it's good. I don't know. Those are my thoughts.
All right. Fair enough. So what else do you listen to? Like, what other music do you like? another thing Jer Bear brought up.
Well, I do like Nickelback. Okay, so this was the other problem. It was like, yeah. I was like, which band do I say I want to do on this podcast? Because I was really torn. Because I was like, I could do Nickelback. I love Bieber.
We just did Bieber. Yeah. I got turned into a little bit of a Bieber fan.
Well, once you
Bieber
found out he said the N-word on camera, you were all in.
Yeah, before that, in fact, that's the only thing I've listened to. I found it on Spotify.
I love Third Eye Blinds.
Hell yeah.
Is another good one.
You were made for this podcast.
Yeah, I will say. I bought tickets to 50 Shades of Grey today. Mm-hmm. So 50 Shades
Free.
I just want to, yeah.
Say it right.
Yeah.
Get the canon correctly. Yeah. So I will say that across mediums, I enjoy the finer thing.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, in Jared's words, like you just say you have bad taste.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
It feels weird to say that.
So I suck.
That's according to Jared. This is according to Jared, and we did go to Jared, so we gotta speak to what you know. What he has to say. I want to say, so you just recently got in.
Okay, not like just like past few years.
Within the past few years. Yeah.
Like just like I wasn't into them in their heyday. Mm-hmm. Except for like hearing them like I guess on the radio.
Uh-huh.
Like one would come across them.
Tommy, were you into the Creed?
I remember like my first memory of Creed. My girl is seeing.
First memory ever.
Baby's first
Creed.
Creed memory is in my baby book. But I seeing him on Celebrity Deathmatch versus Eddie Vedder.
Oh my God.
Like, and one
I
of them like ripped out
that.
The other one's vocal cords. Or no, yeah, he ripped out Eddie Vedder's vocal cords. Eddie Vedder's like, you stole my voice again or something. You know, it was this whole thing.
That's a pretty good joke for Celebrity Deathmatch.
Yeah, that's a really
and then,
good bit.
Yeah, for some reason that like really sticks in my mind. But I definitely have always half tongue-in-cheekingly like loved those songs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like it's always been a band in like high school and college I would put on at a party because I thought it was funny.
Yeah,
but then like, you exactly. also enjoy it a little bit.
Yeah. It's a fun like listening to Arms Wide Open is objectively
it's great
fun.
Time.
Yeah.
It's a great time. And really like it is every once in a while and people are gonna fucking make fun of me for this I'll get emotional listening to them. If you really listen to it there are moments where you're like damn they did create life. We created life.
Yeah, if it's you're good. Like walking on the street and like the lighting is just right and the right Creed song comes on.
This is one of the five ways to listen to music that I try to talk about all the
it's
time.
True.
Walking on the street, listening to Creed. I could not bring myself to one of the other ways to listen to music is, of course, at the gym. I could not bring myself to listen to this at the gym.
I wish you would do that without headphones. Just like put it full volume on your phone speaker and just lift.
With arms real big.
But so, yeah, this weekend I was on a party bus with like 40 people and I was DJing and at a certain point I was really drunk and I was like it would be really funny if I put on One Last Breath and I put it on and people just got so mad because they were like trying to have a good time and then they're like change it so I changed it to Arms Wide Open and my
that's
one
great move.
My one friend loved it and everyone else was so mad.
So fun to play with the communal music.
Oh,
also
yeah.
A third way. No, we did that at Turkey's Nest where we watched the Super Bowl, which is a great time. Check out the Turkey's Nest for all your football needs.
And to
a dive bar and
see alcoholics in their home environment.
To annoy alcoholics with your signs of youth. after they won, Zach Swan was playing Tom Jones a bunch. And then I put on, and then like that's what those people in that bar want to hear. But
yeah,
I
true.
Put on a bunch of Janet Jackson songs. And, only like me and Antonia, I feel like, enjoyed it. Everybody else hated it. And then I put on more for after I left because Zach was pissing me off.
Damn.
It's a good, it's nice
just
to like.
Up. Spite jukebox.
Yeah.
Playing.
Yeah. Spike box.
Yeah.
Spite box. Hell yeah. Brought to you by Shark Tank. Really quickly, I want to bring this up. Do you know what Creed's original name was?
No. No.
Credence. So before they, yeah, that was them. They've spanned many a decade.
Well, first they were Rocky, then they were Rocky II, then they were
cut the mic.
It was hard to Google Creed today because
it is hard. And I will say thanks for the Facebook comments, but do we really need six of the same joke in the fucking thread?
What was the joke?
They just posted pictures of Creed, either Creed from The Office or Creed from Creed.
Which I wonder if that was intentional, naming that character that. Just like, here's a like,
I think that's
a
real name.
Oh, yeah, I think that is
his name.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that is his real name, Creed.
So his
they did
book,
that with a couple other people, too.
Scott Stapp's book is called Sinner's Creed, and there's like a very popular romance novel also called Sinner's Creed. So if you search to like find his book, it's just all these like erotic, it's like erotic novel, which
He's
is so
a
funny.
Bad
to me.
Life. He has a lot of bad luck. His initials, I guess, are ASS. And so I think that's part of his book. It's a chapter, like, it sucked having the initials ASS growing up. That is totally on his parents, too. Like, why do that to somebody?
Yeah, that's real bad foresight.
I want to see what his actual... So it's Anthony Scott Flippin. Wait.
What?
Also known as Scott Stapp. You son of a bitch. He changed it to be ASS. I think he's a perv.
Wow.
In fact, I'm sure he's a perv because the original last name, or the original name for the band Creed was, It was Naked Toddler.
Whoa. Oh, I did know that. Yeah.
Which it was apparently inspired by Tommy McNamara's Google history.
Was it a reference to Nevermind? Is that what that was?
It was based on a newspaper story, it says. I don't know. I guess that's the headline.
Slow news day.
The old pedophile times. That was like a guy's clearly like trying to lose his job.
Fuck it.
Guys, Naked Toddler, read all about it. I wanted to say Brandon Marshall, but that's not the man's name. It's Brian Marshall. Their bassist was in a band called Maddox Creed, and so they just decided to go with Creed.
Shortened
why not
up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad they changed it.
This is
Naked Toddler would not have been.
No.
Well, they went
also
with it.
We never would have heard of Naked Toddler.
No, I don't think so.
That's also a Google
unless
search.
We looked at
if you looked that up.
Oh my god!
Then not only romance novels, but
what was I about to say? Damn it! Oh yeah, so they started in Tallahassee, and the reason they changed it from Naked Toddler is just that fans were like, "Stop this!"
Oh my
like
god.
They were trying to do that. They did shows as Naked Toddler. Because they got like a little bit of a following in Tallahassee. I thought this was interesting. They were one of those bands that like, it's kind of like a Dan Ninen type where the industry wanted nothing to do with them at first. And like the local Tallahassee, like in the Florida scene was like, fuck this. Because they were doing that like post-grunge stuff and nobody wanted to hear it anymore. They were just like, it's not hip. So they weren't getting played in clubs or anything. Like they would try to perform at clubs and stuff and nobody would put them up. So they started just performing at restaurants and shit, and they built up a big enough following that they were one of those that were like, look, if you book us, you'll guaranteed have 200 people at your show. So then they got on because of that.
Oh wow.
Which to me is like Dan Ninen shit. It's like the email list stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like where it's like they went around. I mean, it's actually, I mean, it's pretty cool if they didn't turn out to be what they were doing.
But it was all just guys in trench coats.
And I love Dan Ninen. people
that,
who
I
listen to this probably
man.
Don't even know who that is, but look him up.
Jerry Seinfeld for generation.
This is a quote from Scott Stapp about when they started. Around the end of the 20th century, rock really was dead. Our band, Creed, brought rock and roll back to life.
Oh my god.
Yeah, damn. he's a very divisive man.
I'll say.
I loved them when they first came out. I think I didn't know the religious part about them. I think a lot of us didn't know the religious thing.
I think they like don't try to label themselves
they
as that.
They didn't used to.
Do they not?
And then I think they switched over.
Well, now he's like born again.
Yeah.
Like solo stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, let's listen
to his
solo. This is a song from his solo shit.
You guys should do a thing
shit.
With his solo.
So my friend,
that's a whole other episode.
My friend Pat and I listened to his solo album in my apartment in Chicago once, like, just because we thought it would be funny. And we heard the song that we're going to play. And
this is One of the worst songs I've ever heard in my life.
It was a true moment, yeah.
It's I had to skip through the last part, but we'll listen to yeah, let's hear this. And then he drank with people you and me were just cast aside. No one cast aside. He did his people good. If there's people good. That's the most brutal part, is that little back singing that he does. That's enough of that. I will say I'm fired up now. I think I like it upon second listening. Yeah, that is the most pathetic thing I think I've ever heard in my fucking life.
The whole time I'm just imagining like him singing and then a smaller of his like head behind him.
It's Angel. It's Angel's custom. Yeah, yeah. It's just two angels on his shoulders.
Well, it's so funny because that sounds so much like Kid Rock. Like the
it does.
Like,
yeah.
When he's famously tied to Kid Rock. I don't
and
know
Kid, Rock, Kid Rock hates him. Yeah.
Because well, they had a sex tape together.
They have a... This is... Not only do they have a sex tape together. Do you know about this?
Yes, I do. So I tried to find
famously Scott Stapp walked into a Kid Rock party, I believe, and there was like strippers there and prostitutes or whatever, and then there's a video that Scott Stapp kept of them getting blown.
Right.
The weirdest part about this is that Scott Stapp just like kept this in his home, and then it was discovered, and then Kid Rock was pissed, and Stapp was like, yeah, we have like families and stuff now. It sucks that this is
And he was like more pissed that it was because he was next to Scott and not because of it was like a sex tape.
Yeah, that was it. That's what he says, which is such a burn. And,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Then Stapp just kind of takes it, though. He doesn't seem that mad about it. And then, yeah, this sounds so much
like clearly he's trying to emulate him in a weird way.
This is going to be like when people find that video of us where we're blowing Kid Rock and Scott Stapp.
It is funny, though, that the song is like trying to, like he's trying to make a point and the point makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like
it's that Jesus was actually cool.
Like Jesus was the first. Well, he drinks with people that we would cast aside. It's like the point wasn't that he was drinking with everybody.
Yeah, that wasn't it. It's that he turned the water into wine. Wine was cleaner. Like it was safer to drink wine at that time. I think is part of it. I don't know.
Like his message was his lifestyle. It's like no, his message was his message. It's all in the New Testament. He was like,
he ate only fish.
Eating fish. Give me some.
Fish fillet. it's that's his. So his new stuff is clearly brutal. It sounds like he's doing pretty poorly in life, old Scott Stapp.
Well, I think he's doing better now.
He just had his third child, so I hope that he's doing better now. He's in a more stable thing. Me and Tommy, did you read the thing about him being catfished?
No.
So there's a story.
Was it on the show?
No.
I finally got the big one.
It would be so great if Scott called Nev.
Nev, I need your help. Nev's like, please stop talking to me.
It's just Jesus. This person says they're Jesus. And let me see if I can find it. I had it pulled up here, but I don't even need to read it because I remember the basics of it. Basically, Scott Stapp met this lady at the airport. She was like a young girl, and she pretended to be into it, and he asked for her number. She did all of this where she like flirted with him and stuff, and then he asked for her number, and then she gave him her friend's number, and then the friend lived in Florida, and then he like a week later was texting, and they were like sexting, and like they were like, come meet me in this town in Florida that's like a 2-hour drive. So Scott Stapp has his sister drive him to Florida and meet at a Denny's, and then all these kids are just kind of making fun of Scott Stapp and like they printed out his headshot and had him sign it and stuff, and he didn't
catch
on.
It was just a weird, like, trap. Yeah.
Wait, so it was just, like, kids waiting for him?
It was just, like, these college students just, like, waiting on him to make fun of him.
Just to make fun of him, yeah.
But none of them, he never seemed to, like, get that it was a prank or anything. He just kind of left.
Yeah, I'm sure he still doesn't. He's like, what happened that day?
But it is weird that he didn't take into account, like, why would this kid just have a printed picture of me at a Denny's?
The girl never showed up. So weird.
It made me, people have posted on the comment thread like it was the funniest thing in the world. It made me very sad. And also, it wasn't funny. I was like, fuck you. Like, believe me, I've tried to catfish Aaron Carter once. I get it. I'm in the catfishing scene. I like I get the job.
The underground.
I definitely understand catfishing. I like fuck with people on Craigslist and stuff, so I understand, but
the nuances of it.
Yes, but this is just mean to be mean, and like it's like legitimately a shitty thing to do, but it's also just not that funny. Reading the way this guy wrote it, like he called the way he referred to his sister is like a hoe bag or something like that. I was like, you're a bad person.
Oh, yeah.
So
sure.
Fuck this guy. I want to find his goddamn name so we can take him down a peg.
Well, there's also like there was another link in there to like click for the woman's like side of the story, but it was just her adding more details. And one of the details she added was like, yeah, I saw that he had a prescription for Lexapro, which is for depression. That's a bummer.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's sad.
He's a sad man.
Also, you can't make it, he's a has-been now. Like that would have been maybe funnier if you like trapped him as a in his prime.
Yeah.
That's a good bag.
While we're on the subject of the Facebook comments, let's go to those Facebook comments here for a minute. Take it to Facebook. Take me to Facebook and read their comments. I want to see what our friends have to say about the band.
I was wondering what you're going to rhyme with comments, but you just decided to skip it all together.
Who needs a rhyme? Rhyming's overrated.
Wow.
Rhyming is what the man wants us to do. All right, my friend Lindsay said, Scott Stapp seems like the kind of guy that would cheat on you a bunch. Then when you finally find out, he'd be like, baby, I just have so much love to give.
Yeah, 100%.
I think that's true.
Yeah, 100%.
That's
pretty fun. That vibe. He also looks like, recently, he looks like a youth pastor type.
For sure.
Yeah,
when that
definitely.
Gray hair came in, I was like, that's he's belongs like playing a guitar, like playing his songs to be like, this is Jesus' music. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Do you guys have hot youth pastors?
No.
My youth pastor was like, he wasn't hot, but
he was
like a handsome man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I liked him. He was a good guy. Pastor Steve.
Oh, wow.
He was a good guy.
You keep in touch?
No, Brother Steve. That's what we called him. We used to play basketball together at the Sportsplex. By which I mean I ran into him at the Sportsplex one time. And he saw me shooting around, and I was like, we played together. But he made my sketch team lose in our, like... We did this like sketch thing at a party once, and I lost. And I was like, "This whole fucking system's rigged."
How did he
was
make
it Christian
you...
sketch?
Mm-hmm. It was terrible. I mean, it was one sketch thing, but I was the rich kids won. I was so mad; they weren't funny
God.
At all.
Classic.
But they were. I mean, their sketch did portray Christ in a better light. So
those rich kids, Bob and David.
Oh man, let's see. Somebody mentioned that Scott Stapp got beat up in a bar by members of 311. I'm pretty sure it was Peanut fucked him up. Cause but he threw the first punch. He was like talking to, what's his name, Martinez, his wife. He said something shitty to her.
Yeah.
This is all related to old Scotty Stapp having a big old alcohol problem.
Oh, yeah. Bring it on back to that.
he seems to... It looks like a lot of the things he did in life... that are wrong are related to booze. He threw a bottle of Orangina at his wife. And
Orangina.
It's such a weird detail, but it's important because
those bottles are sharp too.
They are. They're hard bottles. But the weird thing about it is, his wife pressed charges for like not attempted. I think she like tried to get him for attempted murder or something, and then it got bumped down because the ruling was that Orangina is not a murder weapon. Very weird court case.
Which
but...
is the Florida state motto. Orangina is
Orangina.
Not a murder weapon.
You can use it without getting a felony. it says he apologized, so
that's good.
Good.
The 311 thing, I don't understand why he would do that. I guess.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find the full. We read this on the 311 episode, I think.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But it's more appropriate for this one. So let's go into deets. At a Baltimore Harbor Court hotel on Thanksgiving night, members of Los Angeles Rockers.
The saddest part. All
right. Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah, that is really sad. I forgot.
Dark. Wait, a hotel?
Yeah. So it's like a hotel.
I just
want to
paint a picture.
At. Yeah.
Okay. Hotel Thanksgiving.
Let's see. So it's S.A. Martinez suffered a fractured knuckle as a result of the brawl, which the band says Stapp started. We had just finished dinner and were at the hotel bar to watch the Lakers game when Scott Stapp walked in being very loud and obnoxious. In fact, one of the first things he said was that he loved to fight. That's always a fucking bad
that
sign.
That sounds like classic Scott. that's the boy I know.
To fight. I fought everybody in this bar. Seems today. All right, so he started out doing shots and breaking the glass on the bar, almost hitting one of our crew guys. My wife and I moved to a table, and eventually Scott made his way over and sat down. Even before that, he had wadded up a napkin that he lobbed in our direction.
I like he's throwing that he's paper like at throwing their table. Stuff and then just like continues to walk around the bar and just like sit down and talk to people like in between like throwing glass.
I'm sure they were great conversations.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like just like he's like throwing stuff and he's like, hey, so anyway, this game is pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you thankful for?
even before that, he had wadded. Yeah, that was. Then he made a pretty disrespectful comment to my wife, with which I'd rather not repeat. But in no certain terms, the word fuck was used. That's when Chad walked over. I had run into Scott that day, says Chad. We have some things in common, like the same producer, and we chatted for a few minutes. So knowing we got along earlier, I kindly asked him not to disrespect anybody or remind him that we're all friends. That's when he sucker punched me. Hit me right in the face.
No better time to punch someone than when they say we're all friends. How dare you?
When Scott punched Chad in the follow through, he hit my wife. So then I threw my punch. I think the last time I got into a fist fight was third grade, but it was an instant reaction on my part. Peanut also came over and he got sucked into it, opening up a scar on his right arm from a recent surgery.
That's
Scott went
disgusting.
Down. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, that is disgusting. Jesus. Just surgery opening. Ugh. Scott went down and his girl came over and sat on him to get him to stop. But he got up in rage, still wanting to fight. Finally, security kicked him out. Yeah, I mean, the fact that he threw a shot glass. That's what I thought. That's
insane.
Yeah.
Also, I like that it's like a bad joke. Like Scott
311.
Yeah, walking through a bar.
I do imagine that it's like those like scuffles in cartoons where it's a big cloud and like
yeah.
But just like shitty vocals are coming out of it.
It like sounds bad for some reason.
Yeah, that's pretty great. That's pretty much
that's
all of that story.
Did
but
you
yeah,
see
that's pretty
the thing about him being saved by T.I.?
By T.I., yeah.
No, I missed that.
It's
that's
a crazy story. He fell like 40 feet or something, right?
He was attempting suicide, yeah.
Oh,
and
my
then,
God.
I don't know how T.I. saved. I guess T.I. just like stuck with him and was like, took him to shelter.
Yeah,
like,
just
carried,
make sure
carried him out of the... I read that, and then that article ends with being like, and that's not the only time that T.I. saved someone, which is crazy.
That is really funny. Yeah. That's like what he could be more known for that.
That T.I. just like walks around and is like constantly just catching people like falling from the sky.
We should, let's see, I'm looking back.
He also, I like, there's a detail where he like to call, Scott Stapp called the hard partying part of himself Rick, like he had a different persona, like it was Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
You don't want to see Rick.
It seems like such a lazy
name.
Rick Stapp.
It's not good character development.
Yeah, what should he have been? Crude.
I do like to think that he tried to use that as like a defense and like... in the case with his wife. He's like, that was Rick.
Yeah. Rick likes Orangina. I don't like Orangina.
Look, we all want to sue Rick. Rick doesn't have any money. He blew it all on alcohol.
Does he have money these days?
It doesn't seem like it, but I'm sure he has some.
The book, maybe?
Maybe the book, but he definitely seems like he's not doing great financially because he's been out of Creed for a long time now.
Yeah. Well, they were supposed to. That fifth album we're always waiting for.
Hopefully it comes someday. I heard that there were whispers of a reunion.
Really?
But
that's just Scott Stapp whispering to people at the bar.
Hey, spread this rumor for me, please.
Creed's coming back in a big way.
Okay, did that guy who threw a napkin at us just come over and whisper?
Hey, fuck your wife. this is a weird way to pose this on Wikipedia, but the way they describe like the fifth album in bold, it says aborted fifth album. I feel like old Stappy and Co. are against. Let's see. Aborted fifth album. I mean, the thing is,
that's probably what it's going to be called.
My own abortion.
Oh God. I'm going to read a couple more Facebook comments here. I know we got a bunch of really good ones, and then we should listen to that Marlin song.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell
yeah. It's
the
best. It's my favorite
thing. Haven't listened to it yet. I've been saving it for this. Kenny DeForest says, I felt betrayed when I found out they were a Christian band because I really liked With Arms Wide Open, if I'm being honest. That's Kenny DeForest of Seth Meyers fame. So check that out. him and Clark get into it on there. My friend Lucy from Nashville, she wrote, my boyfriend / comedian Aaron Weber ran the number one Creed fan site in the country at age 9. If you have any questions for an
age
expert.
Nine.
So I want to know more about that, but it's too late now, unfortunately. this is one of the most disturbing things I've ever read in the Facebook comments. Bob Gurnett, comedian in New York City. Wrote, I have a friend who does hospice care and he just fucking loves Creed. About once a week, I think about all the tortured souls whose last moments on earth were listening to Creed with him. It keeps me awake at night.
Oh my God.
Well, thanks for coming on the show.
Final episode.
Haunting, yeah. I think we're all going to be sad for a while after reading that.
What song do you think it is?
I mean, I'm assuming it's a variety, but I could see it being higher.
It's got to be One Last Breath.
I was going to say Arms Wide Open backwards, because that's the opposite of birth. Isn't that a song about birth?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave.
For some reason, I thought that the opposite of birth is like being, a reversal of birth where you go back.
Just a baby inside.
Yeah, you go back inside a womb. Yeah. We don't need to go any further into this thought. I was a huge Creed fan in middle school, and my brother's best man speech at my wedding was an extended apology for tearing down the Scott Stapp poster from the wall of our shared bedroom.
Oh,
that's a fun story. That's a nice one to like clear the palate from Bob. So thanks, Zach.
A classic best man story. Like, remember that
that's
Creed
good.
Poster you had?
That's sweet because it's a little burn in the middle of a No, I really liked Creed for a while. The first like two albums, and with Arms Wide Open came out, I was like, they have so many hits. I think they were so sneaky about being like super Christian. Like, I'm pretty sure my older sister and brother-in-law, I got their album. I'm pretty sure I got Human Clay from them, because back then I used to take their CDs and burn them on my computer. And then take them back. I was a respectful young boy, but I would. I was like, these are all bangers. How did they do it?
Oh yeah,
perfect albums. Like Higher is so good.
Higher's
What's
good.
That one that's like the Streets of Gold or whatever? Damn it!
That's
not
song.
Higher, is it? Oh wait,
I'm Streets Have No Name.
Yeah. I'm talking about Streets Paved with Gold.
Oh,
damn!
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah,
is that Higher? Oh, that's Higher. I'm an idiot.
They got Higher. They got Streets Paved with Gold. They got Take Me to This Place.
Let's listen to Higher.
Higher's on, Clay. Yeah.
Let's. This is from your playlist. This is a little ditty called Higher, and then we'll listen to the Marlin song, which is not on your playlist. golden streets. What a great song.
I thought he said streams up until just now.
Well, that's me, a piss lover's heaven.
Beautiful, beautiful. That the when the chorus comes in and the build to the chorus, oh my god, astounding. Oh man, that's one of those songs where you're like, you're walking the right way. Take you, you start running.
He claims
never turn around.
He claims that he dreamt this whole thing.
The song?
Mm-hmm. It was a lucid dreaming. It's a lucid dreaming song.
That's crazy. Yeah. I was just tweeting about that.
About lucid dreaming?
Yeah.
What were you saying?
How I feel like I've met like 1,000 people who are like, I've been really close. I've never met one person who's been like, I've done it.
That's how I feel about coming.
I've been Has anyone edging. Ever done it? I don't know.
I've been edging with my dreams.
I will say we've listened to 2 songs so far, and both of them have mentioned a blind man seeing.
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't care for blind men learning to see? I think that they have to learn it. They're just too dumb to actually see.
Oh, wow.
It's an ignorance thing.
Yeah, that's true. That is a trope in old staff.
Something
thing.
He's really into. Yeah.
What's weird also is if you look at the picture on the YouTube video that it's showing me right now, it's just an eye. Hey, it's one eye. Oh, just like shit. It's very scary looking.
Their album art is, I don't know. Words can't describe.
Yeah,
it's like deviant art almost. Like it feels like fan art. That whole era of album art is so bizarre to me, and I have no idea how that. Like someone said, like, are they paintings?
Mainstream.
Are they photographs? Like, what?
I want to see that human clay.
The human clay? What?
I remember it being scary to me.
It's kind of scary.
What was it? I'm looking it up now. You guys can also do this. It's so weird looking. It's like that body coming out of the water or whatever. I hate it. And it's a man. He appears to be made of clay. And it really creeps me out. Clay man is not. I've heard of the straw man theory, the clay man theory. This was their first single from that album.
Okay,
and it did indeed take them higher.
Oh wow!
To number one on mainstream rock charts for 17 weeks straight. Made number 7 on the Hot 100. The last single is My Own Prison, which we'll get to in a little bit, but first
My Own Prison's good.
Let's hear this thing is acting up here. What's the name of the song? That's the
Marlins Will Soar.
Marlins.
So there have been a lot of sports songs in our nation's history, but only one.
But only one, actually.
But only one. End of sentence. No, this song is so funny, and it's another thing I've played at parties many times because I think it's the funniest thing in the world.
Right, do people know what it is?
Not often, but
once in a blue moon.
All right, so this is Marlins Will Soar.
Let's play ball, it's game day. We want strikeouts, base hits, double plays. Take the field, hear the roar of the crowd. Come on, Marlins, make us proud. Come on, Marlins, make us proud. Keep hoping and dreaming that you will soar. With a little faith and love. Strike, swing away. A diving catch, a stolen base. A perfect game, a triple play. Another playoff race. Yes, well, series champs will be. Keep hoping and dreaming that you will serve.
The This is incredible.
Yeah, it's like the perfect pop culture
thing. I want the Marlins to win the World Series so bad now. So
it
that
sounds
we have
like
to hear
he's
that
just
a bunch.
Reading the Wikipedia
for baseball.
Baseball.
Yeah.
Like, or just like a list of terms.
He just
like,
found every baseball term he could get. Like, a pickle and a sandwich.
A triple play, like, as if that's happening all the time.
Yeah. That was
also
beautiful.
The Marlins, I feel like, were doing okay, and then that song, they haven't come close. Like, they won two World Series like pretty recently before he wrote that, and then he wrote that, and they it's
the Marlins will soar curse.
Yeah, so this is, well, this is, they can't buy. Never mind.
Let's see here.
Also, just a Marlin is a fish. Just saying it will soar.
And
you
could have done like
Marlins
fish
soar through the sky for brief periods of time until they splash back into the water.
He could have done a fish Jesus stuff.
That's true.
And he did
that's
it,
good
which I feel like is a missed opportunity.
Let's I do love see. These things with the same passion, whether talking about Jesus or the Marlins,
or a his one strike,
born.
Two strike, yeah. Perfect game.
It's just one of his songs too, right? That he
just
redid.
So this is wait, this song is a rewrite of Stapp's
right.
2005 song "You Will Soar" from his first solo album, "The Great Divide."
So he just added in
using
the baseball terms.
Different lyrics. So he just
he weirded out himself.
You just weirded out yourself.
I do like it was his 2005 song. Cardinals will soar. He just switched teams and then was like,
one of them's gonna soar.
Yeah, if I keep writing these, someone's gonna win the World Series. Just switches the team every year.
Oh man, do you guys read Weird Al Jazeera? Let's shut the fuck up. It says the song met with some negative reviews and criticism from some fans for selling out, but Stapp has no regrets. He told Spin magazine, "The way that I look at it is simple. I have three children. When I was approached to do that song, it was with the caveat of lifetime free baseball tickets and the boys could be bad boys." Yeah, you know,
that's
like
cool.
Selling out. As a father, I said, "I'm all in, man. That is awesome for my family. People can make judgments, but when my son is handing a bat to Derek Jeter, I'm saying thank you, Florida Marlins, for giving me an opportunity." I don't think he plays for them.
I also don't think that was part of the deal, was that you could hand something to Derek Jeter.
Hey, you wrote Jeter in there, didn't you?
I didn't realize that they approached him for that song.
No, I always hoped that he had just...
Like, it was just like a fan song. Hey guys,
yeah,
check out my mixtape.
So that's beautiful. All right, let's keep the playlist going now that we've teased it a little.
Yeah.
Stop teasing me. Give me that playlist, Tom. I'm talking to myself.
Alright.
So let's hear "My Own Prison."
Insertion, averted decision. No appeal on the docket today, just my own sin. The walls cold and pale, the cage made of steel. Screams fill the room, alone I drop and kneel. Silence now the sound. The only motion around. Demons cluttering around my face, showing no emotion. Shackled by my sentence, expecting no return. Here there is no penance, my skin begins to burn.
That's a little of "My Own Prison."
Is there a part where this one gets good or no?
Let me see.
I think there's something we're missing.
What do you think, Nicole? Is there a part that will pique Tommy's interest?
Isn't there, I think, I forget if it's this one that goes back and forth between the two headphones.
Oh, yeah.
In a way that kind of makes me dizzy sometimes.
Yeah, there was. I was listening to that in my room earlier, and I was like, whoa.
Soundscape.
I think the answer to your question is no, Tom. let's see here. This was Creed's first single. It was a great example of the confessional song.
You know,
songwriter.
You said that about Higher, right?
No, the first single from that from Human Clay.
Oh, okay.
You suck.
Number one.
Yeah, yeah. With Arms Wide Open. Marlins Will Soar was Scott's first single. yeah, this is the first single. It was a great example of the confessional songwriting that would become Stapp's hallmark. The singer says that expressing his deepest emotions and his vulnerabilities in his songs is cathartic for him. Aww. So there you go, Tommy. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not good enough for you.
It's true.
He's doing the best he can.
He didn't talk about golden streams in that one for you, so you're bored.
There were a lot of contradictory lyrics in that song.
The one just have.
First he's alone, then there's demons around. It's quiet,
which
and then he's screaming.
Is
what
it?
Is it, buddy?
He's like in a courtroom for the first half. It's just like he's just in jury duty.
It'd be great if he was like, I'm alone and there's demons. Isn't it ironic?
It's Alanis Morissette.
It's like demon.
Demon flow. All right, let's hear some One. One, isn't that your T count? Says that he basically says there's bad guys on both sides.
Oh, yeah. that is the vaguest song of all time.
Oh,
he just keeps
for
saying,
sure.
Like, I want to change the world, but it's like
he doesn't say
he wants
anything actually.
And he wants
bad.
To change the world, but that's
and like, then he keeps saying that he feels like violent and stuff. Yeah. Like, well, no, I think you're the problem, bud. Yeah, I keep throwing wads of paper at people.
Unity through violence. Like Hitler was trying to do.
Oh, man.
He sounds a lot like Eddie Vedder there.
Oh,
that's,
yeah, yeah.
That's
sure.
Like probably one of
there.
The biggest songs where he sounds just like that. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And this was, of course, the band's first single.
One single.
One.
This one was actually written by Mark Tremonti, the guitarist who formed the band with Scott Stapp. So
famously started another band called Alter Bridge.
Right.
Yeah.
That some people think is very good.
Yes.
And I went to check them out, and their number one song on Spotify is called Metalingus.
So
we're
awesome.
Not good.
Friday night. Oh,
maybe we could hear a little bit of Metalingus.
You want to check out
Metalingus?
Yeah,
I've
never hated a song title more.
That is so bad.
Metalingus.
I feel like we have to hear a little bit of Metalingus.
Just combining the two best things.
Oh man. All right. Sorry about the clicking. What if it was a ballad?
It's a slow acoustic song.
I'm gonna skip forward. This sucks so much. I hate this.
It's nothing. It's nothing without Scott.
That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the catch-22.
There's a scene in American Pie where they find a book that teaches them how to do meddling with the guitar.
Director's cut.
All right, let's go back to the playlist. That was probably not worth
lead
doing.
Lead singer of that band looks like Jim Carrey.
Ooh.
Of Alter Bridge?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. You mean Andy? let's
My
listen.
Dad.
Yeah. Let's listen to a little ditty called With Arms Wide Open.
Wow.
Oh, I've never noticed that before. There's a heartbeat at the beginning.
Yeah.
How heavy-handed.
Well, I just heard the news today. Seems my life.
Jared's gonna kill me after this one.
It's gonna change. I close my eyes, begin to pray. Then tears of joy stream down my face.
Such a good song. Oh my, and it gets better and better as it goes. It's such a good karaoke song.
That's
a good karaoke, because everyone can do that voice or a version of that voice, and then you're like sweating by the end. It's crazy. Oh man.
Yeah, when I searched Creed on Twitter earlier and Scott Stapp, a lot of there was more than one post that was someone doing karaoke to this song.
Oh really?
Yeah, people are real into it. There's also oddly a lot of people who there's all these porn sites that will tweet like videos, and then Scott Stapp, it says like Scott Stapp porn, but it's not. They just use his name for some reason.
Wait, what?
I think they know that the people who are super into Scott Stapp are also very like they're very what's the word where you're like repressed, like they're repressing wanting to look at porn. So then
they look at Scott instead of porn.
But exactly. But then they see this and they're like, I can't help it anymore. It's a lady and her, her boobies or whatever.
I wish I could find that Kid Rock video. Now I'm thinking about that again.
That's what
I'm
going to
be thinking about
do.
That all night.
I'm going to come real soon.
It's weird that it's about his son being born.
Right.
But he says under the sunlight.
Whoa.
Wouldn't he be in a hospital room?
Whoa.
Well, maybe they're having it out in nature.
But isn't that kind of crazy?
Of course. Yeah.
That's the Scott Wave.
That's the Scott
Wave.
Yeah, okay. Like, I've heard of a home birth. I've heard of a hospital birth.
Scott birth.
But a son birth?
You've never been to a Scott birth.
Maybe they went to a hospital that had a skylight, you know? They're making a lot of those these days.
Yeah, that's true.
This won the 2000 Grammy for Best Rock Song.
Oh,
it was also nominated for Best Rock Performance by a Group with Vocal. The song inspired a t-shirt sold at the Hard Rock Cafe to benefit the With Arms Wide Open Foundation. The shirt features Scott Stapp holding a child. Doesn't say his child.
A child.
Just a child.
And also, how is it not sleeveless?
Yeah, it should be.
That should be the only thing about it.
It says this was Creed's only number one hit on the pop charts, although they had several other number ones on mainstream rock charts. Yeah, this was all over place.
It was a pop?
This was on the pop charts. Yes, this was number one on the pop charts. It's crazy.
It's kind of a dance song, you know?
Yeah, I put this and Britney in the same category for sure. He wrote this because he didn't want to have a child. He didn't want his child facing the same problems he faced while growing up. Stapp was from a very strict, very devout Christian household, and he didn't want his son to grow up questioning himself and his faith like Scott did. Stapp told us, "Don't we always want our kids to be better than us? Don't we always want them to have a better experience in this life and this journey than we did? So I think that from my point of view, I'm beginning to see why the song struck a chord with multiple generations."
Also, the Marlins said if I wrote it, they'd give me free tickets.
They told me that whatever baby comes out of my wife can be a bat boy someday.
Derek Jeter.
We're going to finally meet Derek Jeter.
It really annoys me. His son's name is Jagger, and it makes me so mad.
Oh, that sucks. You think that that's what the Maroon 5 song's about?
Moves like Jagger.
That's the Jagger.
Look at that toddler.
Let's see. Now I'm a full-fledged father. Yeah. That's enough from old Scott on this one.
He got full custody of that kid, son, which I want to know.
I bet in the courtroom battle, he just played that song.
Yeah. Argue with that.
He held it like a boombox over his head. The judge is just crying. By the
jury's all got lighters.
Judge is like, play it again. Play it again.
All right, we listened to Higher Already. We just got we've got two songs left. We've got One Last Breath coming up next on 102.3/4
Creed.
Oh shit.
Tremonti knocks out of the park with this one.
Yeah. One of the few times I feel like he does.
Please come now. I think I'm falling. Holding on the wall. I think you're safe. Seems I found the road to nowhere, and I'm trying to escape. I am back when I heard thunder, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet is so far down. I'm done. Said I'd follow me, but I still believe there's something left for me.
This is such Creed stuff. They always like...
Wait.
Oh, shit. Go ahead.
Feet from the edge, and I'm thinking...
I've never seen you do that before. That was great.
Wait.
I love that part.
No, it is good.
That's so good.
That's like, I think that's such good Creed. Like, I'm sorry I said that, listeners. That's what they do, though. They're good at, like, the slow build. Like, they're like the starting off soft and then a hard, coming in hard and then teasing you a little, taking it down a little bit, slowing it down a bit, and then kissing you goodbye.
It's funny because it's so obviously like copied from grunge, but I guess it had just been 5 years and we like forgot.
It was enough time.
Do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh shit! I forgot people could do that.
It's gonna be like in like 4 years from now when you have a catchphrase on stage. Like, oh yeah, that was on the table. Yeah. We forgot. All right, we're gonna close this playlist out strong with a little ditty.
Oh, no. I keep thinking you're gonna.
This is
ditty.
Called yeah, yeah, a little. Oh. We're gonna play a little ditty. Yeah, it's the one where he talks about missing Biggie. This is my sacrifice. This podcast. This is my sacrifice.
And good. I think they do that every song now that you say that. Song. Oh my god. They should do like a master cut of just all the coming
the
back.
Soft loud.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish they did one in Marvel yeah. Sword.
Maybe they will, and it'll be a hit record. What a song. They don't have song facts for this one. But people have a lot of thoughts about what this is about. This is from Quora, which I use sometimes to find information. It's always opinion stuff. So check out Quora.com. They'll send you annoying emails about things you don't care about.
Thank you so much for plugging my sponsor.
That's Quora.com. Yeah, we should plug our sponsor, Don Rickles Long Pickles.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Are you tired of little pickles?
Hey, dummy, suck on a pickle.
Check that out. Promo code get fucked for 10% off of long pickles. So this person says this guy was intensely in love with a girl and maybe now after breakup believes that he invested too much of his time and mind on her and the relationship when he could have done something else or something better, knowing that the relationship won't last long. I mean, he sacrificed a part of his life for a love dream life with her. He gave more importance to the relationship than it deserved. He says, I'm free because when he has a girlfriend and is in love with her, he feels that one of his life goals are complete. So now he doesn't feel that kind of... This is crazy.
This guy's just projecting.
Yeah, he's just, this is like...
This is not what
his
it is
journal.
At all.
This song this is about when Karen...
didn't appreciate when I bought the Batman tickets for her and her friends. And,
he writes
I put
that,
too
like,
much
on
into this.
Every song.
I like that I put a real thing that got made me mad a long time
what
ago.
Happened?
When I was 19, I went out with this girl for a while, and she had... me and all of her friends tickets to see the film The Dark Knight.
Ah.
And you know, I was a college student, I didn't have a ton of money. I was working my ass off. I worked a full-time job at 19, you fucking commies. I don't know. But so it came out to like it was like over $100, and the idea was that they were all going to pay me back. Which what it wasn't like these, you had to buy these seats individually. It wasn't an Alamo Drafthouse situation. Mm. You're each, you know, everybody buy your own damn ticket.
But then, much like the Joker, they set your money on fire.
That's true. Well, the idea was they were all going to pay me back. But then she goes, we're going to this cookout that two of her friends were having. There were two of the ticket people. And I wasn't hungry. I didn't know we were going to this cookout. I had one hot dog. And then we leave, and I was like, oh, I forgot to, they never paid me. And she goes, no, that was you getting paid. Like, they made food for us. And I was that was not $25 worth of food in my book.
Yeah, damn. Also, that's a good movie. So that's, you need a lot of hot dogs that to go up to that movie.
That movie was so good that I stopped seething about halfway through. The movie was so good I stopped seething about halfway through because I was so mad. Only like one of them paid me back. So I was out like $100 on this damn movie.
It's before Venmo. So the money didn't.
If you're listening, Jesse, if you're listening, Venmo me a couple bucks. No,
yeah,
you're
Venmo,
fine. Anyways, that was the playlist, and what a playlist. Yeah. Great work.
Great job.
Thank you. I'm curious as to why you guys think people hate them. What are your theories on...
I think that... So I was reading a lot about this, and... it's tricky. I think it's, well, one, they suck.
one, they fucking suck.
I think that as someone else, I didn't coin this term, but I found it on here. Someone says that they think they got Nickelbacked, right. Where it just, they became a joke. So then people feed into the joke by, like, as soon as someone makes a joke about a band and it becomes a popular joke, everybody starts jumping in. And it's like kind of a hacky thing to do, to
so
be like,
easy.
Greed, Nickelback. Yeah. Coldplay, I would posit.
People say Chainsmokers now, I feel like, a lot.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Right.
They're
the newest, current version of
they're
that.
They're the newest one for sure. And it's just that thing of they're just getting played constantly. And they Creed ruled the airwaves.
That's why it's so crazy, because they sold so well.
And with only one single.
So... I think that they got overplayed. I think that when people realized what a Vedder ripoff his voice was, I think that kind of had a big effect.
Really?
That I think that's the biggest thing for sure. Also, a lot of times they're not musically interesting. Like they're, I don't think that what's his ass. I don't think their guitar player is doing that much interesting shit.
Tremonti.
That one Tremonti, that's the name. I don't think it's that. Yeah, I don't think it's that groundbreaking what he's doing. It's not. Somebody posted one of his solos as the worst guitar solo in music history.
Brutal.
I can't remember. I think it was on. I want to say it's on Bullets, but that might be wrong. It's. I started to watch it, and then it got boring. I think that people just don't think they're. I think that they are arena rock, and as soon as the arenas don't want them anymore, they're really pathetic.
Can't
I think it would
back.
Be weird to see them in like a small venue, you know?
Yeah.
Also, they got that bad reputation from like when they literally got sued by their fans.
How did we not talk about that? That
was a
I think
Chicago
was a
show.
Right?
That was a big turning point.
The show
where,
was huge. Yeah.
Yeah. So they their fans sued them because Vedder, Scott Stapp was like basically laying. I think there were moments where he was laying down.
So he
on
was
stage.
Laying down.
Yeah, I
sent you an article, but there was he tried to defend it by saying that he was laying down as like a gesture, like to say that one had his back.
Oh, interesting.
Like this weird excuse.
Yeah, it was right after he threw that Orangina at his wife. He's like, nobody's on my side.
Only Orangina. Loves me.
Yeah, like they still hold that they weren't like they think the concert was fine.
The suit contended that Stapp could not sing the full lyrics to any song, instead rolling about the stage in apparent pain or distress. It also said he then passed out, and the case was eventually dismissed, but not before Creed's PR team defended the performance as unique. They were trying to say it was like, no, you got to have like a
once-in-a-lifetime
concert experience, which is quite a way to sell
That's
it.
What I say about all my stand-up.
Yeah, next time I bomb, I'm going to be like, I can't believe you guys are seeing this.
You're never going to see this ever again.
You're so lucky. This never happened.
I was reading that. I was like, who among us hasn't been too drunk to perform?
Just rolling
who
around.
Among us?
No one's got my back up
that
here.
That should be a catchphrase of this podcast. Who among us? Yeah. Somebody made made that one of the reviews.
You guys do shirts. So I thought
it. We have to pay Blair.
It says Who Among Us, and it's a picture of Scott Stapp holding a child.
Having said that this is a solid playlist, I think I'm going to have to give this playlist... shit. This is so tough, because it's like... The first two songs, My Own Prison and One, kind of blur together for me a little bit, and I don't love either of them a ton. But then, after that, this is just nonstop fun.
Banger,
you know?
After banger.
So I'm going to... Jared's going to fucking murder me. But also... I'll wait until after you give yours to say what I'm gonna do to mine, but I'm gonna give it to my score.
Is that like a sicko.
You do yours and then you show me yours and I'll show you mine there, buddy. Yeah, I think I'm gonna go 4.25.
Wow,
I can't believe I'm saying that. I can't do that. I already said it. It's out in the ether. 4.25. So there you go. Those first two songs I don't like, but there were moments in My Own Prison that I enjoy. This podcast is also My Own Prison. that's my story. I'm sticking to it until after you give yours, and then I'm going to slightly change mine.
Wait, this is out of five, right?
This is out of six.
Out of six.
Okay.
Six songs.
Oh,
and it's a review of the playlist and not the band and not the guest.
Yes.
Unless it's Mike Racine, who I give a one. He never listens, but I hope he does. Son of a bitch.
Okay. My Own Prison made me want to go to prison.
Wow.
One.
Because.
Made me want to subtract. My sacrifice felt like one.
Oh, okay.
Was the higher?
Higher?
Let's say lower. With Arms Wide Open, great song.
Oh, shit.
I love With Arms Wide Open, and I love One Last Breath. They have brought me so much drunken joy, and will continue to for generations or until my very imminent death. But I like My Sacrifice and Higher fine enough, but I'll give them half each. Bring me to three, which would... Mean.
Wait, what?
I'm not following.
Because I have two that I loved, and I'm giving 0.5 to Higher, 0.5 to Sacrifice. So that's three total.
You guys are good.
But then I'm going to add up an extra 0.25 because it's my year of generosity.
Wow.
3.25.
So because it is Tommy's year of generosity, as we all know, there is a yin and a yang in this world, a darkness and a light, and I must therefore reduce my score to an even four.
<That's> even what if here. I included the Marlin song?
Six out of six.
What do you give the playlist?
Sinker, six.
All right, good answer.
Six.
Hell yeah.
That's
but
like
Scott
he
would
have.
Yeah, Scott
liked
would not like that.
I feel like he would. Like that.
That's
in
good.
Like a twisted way. Yeah. He's so tormented.
Yeah,
he's in his own prison. That's for sure. I mean,
You might think the devil's cool, but I think. Damn it! I was really hoping it would come in at him saying Jesus is a rock star.
We should say, I don't think we mentioned it. They say that they're not a Christian band.
Yes,
which is like something to note. I think.
Yeah, one thing they said that I think, yeah, we should take note of that because a lot of people give them shit about that. Because
that's
but,
like everyone's negative comment is like they tricked me into.
Yeah.
Realizing they're Christians, like, well, they don't think they're Christians.
Yeah, they literally said that they were like, yeah, people like think that, but like it worked out well for us because now like people can access our music on mainstream stations like that they wouldn't be able to hear like Marilyn Manson on. They like think of themselves as like Marilyn Manson level like hardcore.
That's so funny.
It's very funny.
It's so weird that they get the Christian shit more than I think most. Bands do, you know? Like Paramore is technically Christian, right?
Are they really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like they're
Ain't
all...
It Fun is about church.
And like Evanescence or something like that too.
Yeah. Evanescence
like,
is Christian.
I think
we talked
about
that on
the
show.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Switchfoot is definitely Christian.
Oh, that one's
for sure. Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm trying to think of other Christian. Justin Bieber.
Reliant K.
Reliant K is
yeah,
super
Reliant K
Christian.
Was very Christian.
That was, I think, the most overt Christianity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, POD. Let's end the podcast.
I don't want to just keep listing.
I don't think POD is Christian. I think I made that up. No, this has been fun. I think we should wrap this bad boy up.
Yeah.
Nicole, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Great time. Is there anything you want to promote? Anything you want to plug? Your Twitter?
Yeah, my Twitter. Yeah.
What is your? Is it just at Nicole Boyce?
Nicole W. Boyce.
Got it.
And all the right. W is for your friend George.
The W is for George W. Bush.
Yes.
The W is for Kamau Bell.
Catch me at Madison Square Garden next week.
Speaking of shows, me and Tommy's show, Stand By Your Band Live,
tomorrow
at Caroline's on Broadway, 9:30 p.m. Introducing Tim McLaughlin.
Did you like that?
I love that. Yeah. We also have real comedians, Emmy Blahnik and Monroe Martin and Luke Moniz.
David Feldman. David Mary Feldman. Houlihan.
It's going to be a great time. Come by there, 9:30, promo code Tom, I believe.
The is fuck?
Right? I think that's what they
no,
made the
I
promo.
Actually said it.
Yeah, you did
because you weren't going to be there.
Yeah, it was my old ruse. Yeah, so you can get tickets cheaper online by doing that. Follow Tommy at Tommy McNam. What else? Go see Tommy headline Caroline's in March.
Yeah,
What's that date?
That is March 15th.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
A mere month before your taxes are due.
Exactly. That's going to be most of the set.
and finally, we will be at Limestone Comedy Festival this year. LimestoneFest.com to get passes. It's going to be a great time. Chris Gethard is announced. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's public. Okay, good. I fucked up by pre-announcing stuff before. Margaret Cho.
We're starting a campaign. Get Margaret Cho on the podcast.
These are people who will be at the festival, not on the podcast. We have no promises for that. We'll probably end up with fucking Tim McLaughlin again.
We'll say if Margaret Cho doesn't do the podcast, we have an official beef.
Yeah, that's true. Let's let it be known, if Margaret Cho does not do Stand By Your Band at Limestone, we're giving her a narrow window.
I don't want any of this all. I'll do it next week.
We got beef, Miss Miss Cho. All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Nicole. Thanks, Tommy, as always. On behalf of Tommy, I am Tom DeCar. Have a good night. And thanks for listening. Bye.
Stand by your band.